Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 11, the Veda Kirtan Pastimes. After seeing the devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to meet Haridas Thakur and saw him engaged in chanting the Mahamantra with ecstatic love. Haridas chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Haridasa Kore Prema Nama Sankirtane. As soon as Haridas Thakur saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately fell down like a stick to offer him obeisances. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised him up and embraced him. Then both the Lord and his servant began to cry in ecstatic love. Indeed, the Lord was transformed by the qualities of his servant, and the servant was transformed by the qualities of his master. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The Mayavadi philosophers say that the living entity and the Supreme Lord are none different, and therefore they equate the transformation of the living entity with the transformation of the Lord. In other words, Mayavadis say that if the living entity is pleased, the Lord is also pleased, and if the living entity is displeased, the Lord is also displeased. By juggling words in this way, Mayavadis tried to prove that there is no difference between the living entity and the Lord. This, however, is not a fact. In this verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, Prabhu Gune Brityavakala Prabhu Brityagune. The Lord and the living entity are not equal, for the Lord is always the master and the living entity is always the servant. Transformation takes place due to transcendental qualities, and it is thus said that the servant of the Lord is the heart of the Lord, and the Lord is the heart of the servant. This is also explained by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 4.11, Yaya tam mam prapadyante tamsta taiva bhajam yaham mamavart manavartante manushya partasarvashaha. As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Prita. The Lord is always eager to congratulate the servant because of the servant's transcendental qualities. The servant pleasingly renders service unto the Lord, and the Lord also very pleasingly reciprocates, rendering even more service unto the servant. Haridasa kahe, Prabhu na chunyo more, muni nicha asprisha paramapamare. Haridas Thakur said, My dear Lord, please do not touch me, for I am most fallen and untouchable, and I'm the lowest amongst men. And the Lord said, I wish to touch you just to be purified, for your purified activities do not exist in me. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. This is an example of the reciprocation of feeling between master and servant. The servant thinks that he's most impure and that the master should not touch him. And the master thinks that because he has become impure by associating with so many impure living entities, he should touch a pure devotee like Haridas Thakur just to purify himself. Actually, both the servant and the master are already purified because neither of them is in touch with the impurities of material existence. They are already equal in quality because both of them are the purest. There is a difference in quantity, however, because the master is unlimited and the servant is limited. Consequently, the servant always remains subordinate to the master, and this relationship is eternal and undisturbed. As soon as the servant feels like becoming the master, he falls into Maya. Thus, it is by misuse of free will that one falls under the influence of Maya. The Mayavadi philosophers tried to explain the equality of master and servant in terms of quantity, but they failed to explain why, if the master and servant are equal, the servant falls victim to Maya. They try to explain that when the servant, the living entity, is out of the clutches of Maya, he immediately becomes the so-called master again. Such an explanation is never satisfactory. Being unlimited, the master cannot become a victim of Maya, for in such a case, his unlimitedness would be crippled or limited. Thus, the Mayavada explanation is not correct. The fact is that the master is always master and unlimited, and the servant, being limited, is sometimes curtailed by the influence of Maya. Maya is also the master's energy and is also unlimited. Therefore, the limited servant or limited living entity is forced to remain under the master or the master's potency, Maya. Being freed from Maya's influence, one can again become a pure servant and equal qualitatively to the Lord. The relationship between master and servant continues due to their being unlimited and limited respectively. Continuing. Chani chani kora tumi sarva tirte snan. Chani chani kora tumi yagya tapodan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exalted Haridas Thakur, stating, at every moment you take your bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage, and at every moment you perform great sacrifices, austerities, and charity. You are constantly studying the four Vedas, and you are far better than any Brahmin or sannyasi. Oho bhatasvapacho ato gariyan ya jivagre vartate namatubhyam tepastapa tu duhuvu snashno arya brahma na uchor nama granantiyete. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then recited the following verse. My dear Lord, one who always keeps your holy name on his tongue becomes greater than an initiated brahmana. Although he may be born in the family of dog-eaters and therefore by material calculation may be the lowest among men, but he is still glorious. This is the wonderful effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord. It is therefore concluded that one who chants the holy name of the Lord should be understood to have performed all kinds of austerities and great sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas. He has already taken his bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage. He has studied all the Vedas, and he is actually an Aryan. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The word Aryan means advanced. Unless one is spiritually advanced, he cannot be called an Aryan. And this is the difference between Aryan and non-Aryan. Non-Aryans are those who are not spiritually advanced. By following the Vedic culture, by performing great sacrifices, and by becoming a strict follower of the Vedic instructions, one may become a Brahmana, a sannyasi, or an Aryan. It is not possible to become a Brahmana, sannyasi, or Aryan without being properly qualified. Bhagavata Dharma never allows one to become a cheap Brahmana, sannyasi, or Aryan. The qualities or qualifications described herein are quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.33.7 and were spoken by Devahuti, the mother of Kapila Dev, when she understood the influence of devotional service, bhakti yoga. In this way, Devahuti praised the devotee, pointing out his greatness in all respects. Continuing. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Haridas Thakur within the flower garden, and there, in a very secluded place, he showed him his residence. Atanibrit Tatanre Dila Vasastan. See Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Haridas Thakur, remain here and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I shall personally come here to meet you daily. Mandireira chakra deki kariha pranam e tani tomara asime prasadana. Remain here peacefully and look at the chakra on top of the temple and offer obeisances. As far as your prasadam is concerned, I shall arrange to have that sent here. The Prabhupada's purport. Since he was born in a Muslim family, Srila Haridas Thakur could not enter the temple of Jagannath due to temple restrictions. Nonetheless, he was recognized by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, however, considered himself unfit to enter the Jagannath temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have personally taken Haridas Thakur into the Jagannath temple if he wished. But the Lord did not like to disturb a popular custom. Consequently, the Lord asked his servant simply to look at the Vishnu wheel on top of the temple and offer obeisances, namaskara. This means that if one is not allowed to enter the temple, or if he thinks himself unfit to enter the temple, he can look at the wheel from outside the temple, and that is as good as seeing the deity within. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promised to come daily to see Srila Haridas Thakur, and this indicates that Srila Haridas Thakur was so advanced in spiritual life that, although considered unfit to enter the temple, he was being personally visited by the Lord every day. Nor was there any need for his going outside his residence to collect food. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured Haridas Thakur that the remnants of his food would be sent there. As the Lord states in the Bhagavad Gita 9.22, Yoga Chemam Vaham Yaham, I arrange all life's necessities for my devotees. A reference is made here for those who are very anxious to imitate the behavior of Haridas Thakur in an unnatural way. One must receive the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his representative before adopting such a way of life. The duty of a pure devotee or a servant of the Lord is to carry out the order of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu to go to Bengal and preach, and he asked the Goswamis, Rupa and Sanatan, to go to Vrindavan and excavate the lost places of pilgrimage. In this case, the Lord asked Haridas Thakur to remain there in Jagannath Puri and constantly chant the holy names of the Lord. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave different persons different orders, and consequently, one should not try to imitate the behavior of Haridas Thakur without being ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his representative. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur condemns such imitations in this way. Dushtamana tumi kisera vaishnava pratishtari tori nirjanera gare tava hari nama kevala kaitava. My dear mind, you are trying to imitate Haridas Thakur and chant the Hare Krishna mantra in a secluded place, but you are not worth being called a Vaishnava because what you want is cheap popularity and not the actual qualifications of Haridas Thakur. If you try to imitate him, you will fall down, for your neophyte position will cause you to think of women and money. Thus, you will fall into the clutches of Maya, and your so-called chanting in a secluded place will bring about your downfall. Nityananda Jagarananda Damodara Mukunda Haridase Mile Sabe Pailo Ananda. when Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Prabhu, Damodar Prabhu, and Mukunda Prabhu met Haridas Thakur, they all became very pleased. Now we shall hear what happens next in this wonderful pastime very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.